Part 3. Mastery. 34 to 32 years before the Battle of Yavin. Chapter 22. Ordinary Beings. The crepuscular chill of the Senate Rotunda had a way of lulling many to sleep. Sharpening his senses, Palpatine could hear the gentle snoring of human and non-human senators seated in hover platforms adjacent to his station. More clearly, Sate Pestage and Kinmon Doriana, opposite him on the platform's circular seat, gossiping maliciously. For 20 years now, Naboo and the Chamal Sector had occupied the same place in the same tier in that immense mushroom of a building, though platforms had been added above and below and to both sides over those two decades to accommodate representatives of worlds newly welcomed to the Republic. Also in those 20 years, Palpatine had sat and admittedly napped through the orations, diatribes, and filibusters of countless beings, as well as State of the Republic addresses by four Supreme Chancellors, Darus, Frix, Kalpana, and Finis Valorum. The last was nearing completion of a second term of office that had been beset with challenges, most of which could be traced but wouldn't be for decades to come, to the machinations of Higo Damask and his secret conspirator, Palpatine, in their guises as Sith Lords Plagueis and Sidious. But in fact, half the senators in the Rotunda were leading double lives of one sort or another, pledging themselves to preserve the Republic while at the same time accepting bribes from the Trade Federation, facilitating slavery and the smuggling of spice and death sticks, or abetting the operations of pirates. The words of the ancient Republic philosopher, Shasium, drifted into Palpatine's mind. "We are all two-faced beings, divided by the Force and fated for eternity to search out our hidden identities." From the Rotunda's tall pulpit, Supreme Chancellor Valorum was saying,
"The crisis unfolding in the Yinjor system offers further proof that in our determination to maintain an era of prosperity in the core, we have allowed the outer systems to become lawless realms with pirates, slavers, smugglers, and arms merchants operating with impunity. Prescribed materiel and technologies find their way to species whose appeals for Republic aid have gone unanswered, and the outcome is antagonism and inter-system conflict. Brought together by mutual need, alliances of forgotten worlds turn to the galactic cartels to furnish what we have denied them: growth, protection, and security, along with weapons and combat training."
He gestured broadly to near and distant senatorial platforms.
"While we sit in cool comfort, a confederacy of the disenfranchised expands in the outer rim."
Close by, someone yawned with theatrical exaggeration, eliciting a chorus of laughter from beings seated within earshot. The Senate should have been on vacation, but the crisis in the expansion region had forced Valorum to convene the governing body in special session.